Welcome to another episode of Tech Unpacked, the podcast where we dive deep into the tools shaping our digital landscape. Today, we're venturing into the world of testing frameworks, specifically focusing on something called Shortest, an AI-powered natural language end-to-end testing framework. Sounds intriguing, right? So, what makes Shortest stand out in the crowded field of testing frameworks? Well, it harnesses the capabilities of the Anthropic Claude API, allowing tests to be written in straightforward, natural language. Imagine writing a test as if you're having a casual conversation. It's like asking a friend, "Can you log into the app using your email and password?" Super simple. Let's break this down a bit. So, if you're a developer and you're tired of the convoluted syntax that many testing frameworks require, Shortest aims to simplify that. For instance, you can install it in just a few simple commands using npm, pnpm, or yarn. It's as easy as pie. Kind of makes you wonder, what would our coding environments look like if everything was as user-friendly? Now, here's a fun fact. While many developers might overlook the importance of documentation, Shortest emphasizes it significantly. The typical setup involves not just the installation, but also configuring your Anthropic API key. Conducting tests can feel like piecing together a puzzle, where each piece has to be correctly placed for the whole picture to make sense. With Shortest, you write your tests in a designated directory. Say you have a test for logging in. You'd code it like this: log into the app using email and password. But here's where it gets even cooler. You can add callback functions to introduce additional logic. For example, after testing, you can automatically retrieve your user info from the database. This level of integration simplifies things for developers and enhances accuracy. Now, you might be thinking, what about running the tests? Glad you asked. Running the tests is straightforward, whether you're running all tests or just a specific one. You can even do it in a headless mode. Talk about efficiency, right? Of course, like any tool, there are some quirks to watch for. There's a known issue with using Shortest in projects that run React 18 with Next.js 14. It's a classic case of tech not playing nicely together. But overcoming these obstacles tends to sharpen our skills as developers. Now let's talk about the nitty-gritty of local development. Setting up your environment requires a personalized touch, like establishing services with Clerk, Vercel, and even Stripe for payments. This setup can sound overwhelming, but it ultimately gives you a powerful testing environment and makes everything seamless down the line. As we wrap up, what stands out to me is how Shortest aligns with the modern developer's needs, aiming to streamline the testing process by removing barriers. It brings testing into a space that feels almost conversational and intuitive. So, to our listeners, if you're a developer looking for simpler alternatives in your testing workflow, perhaps give Shortest a try. And remember, intuitive tools are just the first step. How we apply them shapes the future of our coding environments. What are your thoughts on the evolution of testing frameworks? Have you already tried Shortest, or is it on your list? Thanks for tuning in to Tech Unpacked today. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll catch you in the next episode.